Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I do work over in the fraud department. May I please have your zip code, please?
17067.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name?
Russell Matuzak.
Okay, thank you. All right, give me just a moment to get that account pulled up.
Yeah, I was on the phone about 8 and 10 minutes ago, and I spoke to a rep named Don, and he was going to transfer me to you, but the line went dead after a couple of minutes. So then I just called back a couple of minutes ago and spoke to a lady who then now sent me to you. So there could be two possible entries.
Yes, sir. I got it. I just pulled it up. Thank you for that. May I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
101 Gable Drive, Myerstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, thank you. And your email address, please.
WI70Barracuda, Barracuda at AOL.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. And I have your phone number on here as well, which is 717-769-0002.
Correct.
And okay. And it shows that the 12th of March, someone had ordered the Melody watch, which is a fitness watch, and then also a Melody Pods, which is EarPods. Each one of those shipping costs was $597. You recall ordering those products?
No, ma'am.
Okay, did you ever receive?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I wouldn't even know how to use a smartwatch unless it's got hands like a regular watch.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay.
I mean,
Okay.
I'm sure the thing's smarter than me anyways, but you know.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So according to the USPS Postal Service, they have it marked as delivered date March 17th at 11:49 a.m. It comes in the mailbox. Now, whomever went on the site and ordered those two products, they was only free for the shipping cost. So that's where the $64.97 charge is coming from. That's on your account. Your account was charged for that watch. That's the full price for it. And the POS is for $69.97, but that payment got, it didn't go through. It was declined. Now, what we do over in the fraud department is we take the IP address that's associated on the account. We do turn it over to your local authorities, basically so that they can let us know who's the owner of the IP address that we have on file, along with the time and the location that that order was placed. Now, once the investigation is over with, the head office do go ahead and prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. Have you checked to make sure no one else in the household could have placed the order?
Yeah, it's just me and my spouse. There's nobody else here.
Okay, gotcha. So if you want us to go ahead with an investigation, then we can do it for you. That's no problem.
Yeah, well, I believe my card got hacked. You're the third business I'm calling now out of six. And I've got a string of stuff on here that I don't recognize. I didn't do it. A hoverboard, like a guy in his 60s is going to ride a hoverboard. Really?
Right. I understand that.
Yeah, it's just another one was a self-certification program in Phoenix, Arizona. As a homeowner, I don't live in Phoenix. I mean, I did 6 years ago,
Right.
but not for 5 years. So, yeah, I'm confused.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and issue the refunds on whatever we took out of your account, which that's is what's just going to be $64.97, $5.97 twice. So we're going to refund those three payments back to you. And if you allow 3 to 5 business days, they'll be credited back into your account.
Now, you said the larger sum was how much?
$64.97.
Is that a 55 or a 66?
A 6497.
Gotcha, ma'am. I'm sorry, my hearing is not so good, so
Owner,
I want
you're
to
fine.
clarify.
You're fine. And you will receive three confirmation emails. It's going to let you know about all about three of those refunds, because that's how many charges you have. So three confirmation will be sent over to you. It is going to let you know that those three refunds, you'll get them back within 3 to 5 business days.
All righty. And your name, ma'am?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, thank you very kindly.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. I always try to take notes on stuff like this.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Frustrating as this is, but the modern day world, we do fair amount of e-commerce and stuff, especially since we're not going out of the house a lot. So.
Right. Yes, sir.
But now I've got to go to the card company. I got to cancel my card, get a new one, contact my bills that I pay on auto pay from that card and tell them I'm going to send them a check. And,
It's a headache. I totally understand.
Well, at least they didn't get my wallet and my ID and all that stuff. So.
Right. Yes, sir.
So. All right, ma'am. I greatly appreciate your assistance.
Yes, sir. You are more than welcome. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer service.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.